With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. After 20 years leading the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, Timothy Muffett will conduct his final LSO program Friday night. For Inside the Arts this week, I have more on Muffett's Lansing Swan Song. Maestro Timothy Muffett has chosen to open his last Lansing Symphony concert with a bang, Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture. The program also includes Rachmaninoff's Variations on a Theme by Paganini, LSO composer-in-residence Jared Miller's House of Dreams, and Ottorino Respighi's Pines of Rome. In an interview with WKAR music host Jamie Paisley, Muffett says he's had a good run leading the orchestra for two decades.
It seems like a good time to pass it on. There's a whole generation of people out there waiting to make their mark, and I will be really pleased to be able to turn over an organization like this to whoever the next person is.
Muffett won't be choosing his successor, but he will still be involved with the orchestra during the selection process. Five finalists will each lead a program next season, and Muffett will help coordinate the programming for those concerts.
To put together a program that not only allows them to show their strengths, but also works within the resources of the organization and also makes sense for the audience. We'll be giving them as much flexibility as possible to make their artistic statement.
When discussing his legacy in Lansing, Muffett cites a few home runs. One is a partnership with the Gilmore Piano Competition, which provided not only an outlet for their musicians, but also visibility on an international scale.
People that came through here as part of that program that have now, you know, our audience are reading about in the New York Times and are seeing on stages throughout the world. So I've been really thrilled with that partnership.
Muffett is also proud of a partnership with the Robin Theater in Lansing. These small-scale programs have focused on works by living composers from Michigan.
It's not in a traditional concert hall. It's in the Robin Theater, which is in Reotown, and it's a used bookstore with a lovely little stage. And the format is different, too. It's highly casual. Instead of three works that are 20 minutes long, we do several works that are 5 or 6 minutes long.
The maestro also points to the LSO's Composer-in-Residence program, which has produced works by Patrick Harlan and Jared Miller. New music has long been a thrust for the LSO, and Muffett says the program has elevated that mission.
Now we're not only just having a general nurturing of composers, we're choosing a composer to create an immersive experience. An immersive experience for the composer and an immersive experience for our audience to get to see that this is a living, breathing human being that walks through life much the same way as anyone else does.
You can see more from Jamie Paisley's interview with Timothy Muffett on the WKAR YouTube channel. Friday's Masterworks concert starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center. Pines of Rome will be Timothy Muffett's last turn with the baton with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. WKAR music host Jody Knoll will lead a preview conversation with Muffett, soloist John Nakamatsu, and composer-in-residence Jared Miller at 6:45. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.